Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And today is the first Monday of the month, so it's LifeWave Radio Ask the Doctor Show. And I have with me, as always, the esteemed Dr. Dennis Loebstein, who is a very special friend of mine. We've been in LifeWave together for a very long time, and Dr. Dennis does a lot of work in the Chinese medicine field, and in fact, he knows more Chinese medicine than I do, even though I'm Chinese. Dr. Dennis and I are going to be talking about sex today. Yay! Okay, so Yay. Great topic for today. Yeah, I don't know why we didn't do this in February, but it's a love month. But we're going to be talking about sex today because, Dr. Dennis is full of amazing knowledge on the different acupuncture points and what they do. And then we're going to be talking about how the LifeWave products, which ones that we would want to use to help promote and support sexual health. So if people are having, you know, problems with erection problems or desire, libido, that kind of thing, and then we can, kind of share stories back and forth about that. So before we start, I just want to let people know who are calling in live that if you have a question, and it doesn't have to pertain to the topic, you can ask any LifeWave question, but the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, the number is 818-514-1190. And just hit 1 so we know that that you have your hand up. And then when we have a space a little later in the show, we can unmute you and you can ask your question of either myself or Dr. Dennis. Okay. So, Dr. Dennis, where should we start with sexual health? What would you like to start with first?
Well, good morning, Dr. Karen. Glad to be here
morning.
With you. I thought it would be interesting to lead in with information that I used to teach in my sex education classes. As a health and exercise scientist, I used to teach health education courses, and one of those was sex education. And one of the interesting bits of information I used to share with people is how the first oldest profession in the world used to talk about how things go better with Coke. And part of my background is physical education, and we used to joke about how physical education is the second oldest profession in the world. So we refer to the first one also when we were teaching our courses. And the first oldest profession in the world is pretty disappointed when the old glass Coke bottles disappeared, because it was used, the Coke, because it's very acidic, was used as a douche to get rid of STDs and also to kill sperm.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so they would, put their thumb on the top and shake it up, and then after they'd see their clients, they would use it to clean themselves out with. Anyway, I promised on Facebook to share that information with everybody, so I thought I'd do that up front.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
Kind of a visual.
Yeah. So, anyway, it was a lot of fun teaching sex education, and I was in northern New Mexico at the time. I was a professor at University of New Mexico, and I had a lot of people from the Pueblos and from the boonies out in northern New Mexico in my classes, and their jaws would drop when I'd share information with them and say, why didn't we learn this in high school? No one ever told us this. So it inspired a lot of teachers to go teach the right things in their health education classes. But anyway, it was a different lifetime, and that was before I trained to be a physician of Asian medicine, and it was a lot of fun. So I bring that background in to share with you all today. So what else would you like to know?
Well, let's see. Let's start with, I think, you know, half the people on the listening to the call are really, really interested on which acupuncture point should we be supporting or stimulating with the patches to help with sexual health. And, you know, people can get their pens and paper ready to write down these points, and then maybe you can tell us which patches you recommend for these points, and then we can go to some of the newer products later.
Okay. Well, the liver channel circumvents the genitals, and so that's a good one for regulating blood flow in that area. And also the kidney channel is the supports the energy of the battery, which are the kidneys of the body. And so if you just want a basic set of patches for supporting kidney health, that would be energy enhancer patches on kidney 3.
Mm-hmm.
And the kidney channel is known in Chinese medicine for declining in its tone as we get older. And so that goes along with all the things the kidney energy covers. For example, the kidney energy is responsible for the bones, and also for the nervous system. And included in the nervous system are the hormones. And so by accessing the kidney channel and rebalancing the kidney's energy, we're tonifying the nervous system, strengthening the bones, and rebalancing the hormones. And those hormones include the sex hormones, androgens mostly in men and estrogens mostly in women. And so just by doing something as simple as putting a yin-yang pair on kidney and bladder channel, for example, the tan energy enhancer patch on left kidney 3 and the white energy enhancer patch on right bladder 60, which is analogous parallel to kidney 3, only it's on the other side of the ankle. We get a nice yin-yang pair, and we tonify the water element, which is kidney and bladder. And that does a really nice job of helping the kidneys. And it's also part of our five-element rotation with the energy enhancer patches.
Right. Now, why would you use a different point on the right versus kidney 3? For both white and tan patches and energy patches?
Well, the idea is to use a yin-yang pair within the water element. And in the water element, we have two organs, or in five-element medicine, they're called officials. And they're the kidney, which is yin, and the bladder, which is yang. And so by doing that, we're balancing the energy between the yin and the yang, between the bladder, or between the kidney, which is yin, and the bladder, which is yang, for the water. So it's just a little variation which balances things a little more generally in that official than just focusing on kidney 3.
Okay.
And remember, too, that, as you know, the patches work up to 6 inches away from the body. So actually, if you're patching kidney 3, the energy is also going to go through the ankle because it's less than 6 inches, and it's going to be hitting the bladder channel on the other side.
Yes, so that's a great point.
In reality, it doesn't really matter whether you're doing kidney 3 or bladder 60. You're still going to be pretty much getting the same points and the energy of those points.
Okay, great. Are there any other acupuncture points that you recommend for sexual health?
Yeah, liver is good. Liver 3.
Mm-hmm.
And gallbladder 41 is a good pair.
That's so, what I have on today. I just happened to muscle test that.
The gallbladder 41 is the yang part of wood. So liver and gallbladder are a yin-yang pair in wood. And people often in our modern society where we get all stressed out develop what's called liver qi stagnation. They get angry and frustrated and they're under a lot of stress. The liver qi becomes stagnant and it doesn't flow very well, and that inhibits blood flow to the genital area as well as other areas the liver channel covers. And by putting a tan energy enhancer patch on left liver 3, we're dissipating stagnant liver qi. And by using gallbladder 41 with it, gallbladder 41 is the master point for the Daimai channel or the belt channel. The belt channel wraps around the waist, and it intersects with all the other channels that are going vertically in the body. And so we're able to access all the other channels by doing that. And the belt area is very important because it's responsible for blood flow in the abdomen, and that helps the genital area too. So by doing the yin-yang pair in liver 3 and gallbladder 41, we're helping the blood flow to flow more smoothly because the liver qi is less stagnant, and also getting more blood flow directed to the genital area. And an increased blood flow clears out toxic waste and brings nutrients into the area quicker.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. And I remember in acupuncture school, they were talking about that belt meridian, and they said one of the things that you can, one of the symptoms of people that have a a problem with their belt meridian is this, if their belly is cold. And that's kind of a chronic symptom that I've been dealing with, is that belly being cold. Like the rest of me can be completely warm, and the belly will be cold. And it's fascinating because I can tell, like, when the belt meridian is feeling better, is that belly area is nice and warm, just like the rest of my body. It's really quite fascinating.
Right, and that's also a really good point for helping people lose weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you need to have that metabolism there.
Yep. Yep, exactly.
Well, Dr. Dennis, although this is a point that's difficult for the average person, unless they get some practice to reach, I found that bladder 23 on the back, on either side of the second lumbar vertebra, approximately, that's really seems to be very helpful for sexual health as well. And I know I have a lot of people in my practice with adrenal stress issues, so their adrenals are very burnt out, and they've very tired and fatigued, and they love that point once I teach them how to get at it. So they put the white on the right and tan on the left on either side on bladder 23. So can you comment a little bit about what this point can do and why it seems so helpful?
Oh yes, that's a really good point for recharging the kidney as a battery and energy source for the body. The back shoe points contain the main yin energy for a channel or for meridian, and for the kidneys, that's bladder 23. So by stimulating that point, you're helping to recharge the batteries, which are the kidneys for the body, and that includes the adrenals. So if somebody has adrenal fatigue, that'll help balance that energy and get rid of the fatigue. And it also does all the things I described earlier with kidney 3 for helping the kidney energy, the bones and the nervous system. And we're also accessing balancing of hormones because the adrenals secrete a lot of hormones. And if somebody's really stressed out and putting out a lot of cortisol and norepinephrine, or adrenaline. Norepinephrine is a neurotransmitter. But adrenaline is a hormone that will be released by the adrenal medulla, and you can balance that energy that's controlling the release of adrenaline by patching bladder 23. So it's not only bladder 23 that's good, but there's a point right in between on the same level that's called the life gate. And that's GV4. And it's right below lumbar vertebra 2. And it's in the space just below it, between lumbar 2 and lumbar 3. So it's just above lumbar 3. But it's on the same horizontal level as bladder 23. So that life gate is also really good for recharging the kidneys, and hence also the sexual energy.
Now, if we're using energy patches on bladder 23, we could use a third patch on the center, which is the life gate, or Ming Men, GV4. So which patch do you recommend to do that?
Eon is really good.
Okay.
But if you were using a positively charged patch and a negatively charged patch, you could put the Eon patch on the front. If you're interested in sexual energy, put it on CV4 because that tonifies yang. And then put the SP6 patch on the life gate, GV4.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that's something that you recommend doing, because, again, I muscle test myself for whatever, the body wants. And that was one of them last week, was energy enhancers on bladder 23 and SP6 on GV4. And I thought, well, that's interesting. They're kind of all close together, but I just went with it because that was just what my body said it wanted. So that's really interesting that you actually use that.
Yeah. And I don't use them at the same time. I tell people to rotate, like one day use energy enhancer and bladder 23, and the next day use the life gate and CV4 in the front. So you have lateral patches one day and anterior posterior patches the other day. You rotate around.
That sounds great. Yeah, very balancing. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. So you got the Eon on the front, SP6 on the back one day, and then the next day you could do bladder 23 on either side of the spine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another approach would be to keep the Eon on the life gate and put the SP6 patch on CV4. That way you get the energy flowing the other way, and that works better in some people. So
there's
a lot of individual variability involved, so you've got to play around with it and see what works best for you.
Well, I have a patient who has some diabetes and heart disease and, was having some erectile issues. And, I said, well, why don't you try the energy enhancers on bladder 23? So his wife, helped him put it on there. And she says that he swears by it. He never, he always uses it now because it absolutely works. And I just was kind of amazed that someone with that, medical history could still pardon the word, get it up, so to speak. So it was wonderful. They were very, very happy about that result.
Oh, yeah, it gets even better with the Core Essentials.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that now. So what's Core Essentials, and what does it do to help sexual health in addition to the patches or in separate from the patches?
Well, the Core Essentials, as you know, is a combination of the two parts of the Theta Nutrition line, one of which is the latest edition, which is Theta 1, and another one is Theta Activate, which has silica gel in it, and that allows the nutrients from Theta 1 to get absorbed quicker. It also makes the drink more alkaline, and it microclusters the water molecules so they're more easily absorbed, along with all the nutrients from the powder that's suspended between the water molecules. A third part of the Core Essentials is the Eon patch. And the Eon patch is LifeWave's most powerful patch. And I say that because we've had people in our clinic who can feel the field effect when they put the Eon patch on. And especially people that are in pain. And when you take the EON patch off them, they can feel their magnetic field collapse, and I can sense it too. I can feel their field collapse because I scan people and sense their chi and their energy, and their electromagnetic field just collapses when they take the EON patch off. And the EON patch does a number of things for sexual health. It lowers cortisol levels, and cortisol is a stress hormone. Remember, I was talking earlier about how the adrenals put out adrenaline and also mm-hmm. other hormones like glucocorticosteroids from the adrenal cortex. Well, when you're under stress, you put out a lot of glucocorticosteroids, including cortisol, and that not only interferes with the ability to function sexually, but it also interferes with the immune system. It cuts down white blood cell activity. So by relaxing the nervous system, having a shift from sympathetic to parasympathetic, and lowering the cortisol levels, both of which the EON patch does, you're disinhibiting the ability to function sexually.
I see.
Yeah, and that's just the beginning. There's another hormone, DHEA, as you know, which is the mother hormone for the sex hormones, androgens and estrogens. DHEA is increased with the EON patch. And the EON patch also increases superoxide dismutase, and that's a very powerful antioxidant. Now, if we're under stress, we're doing exercise, we're exposed to a lot of toxins, we have a lot of oxidation going on in our body, which causes aging and damaged tissue, and those effects inhibit sexual ability. So by having SOD on board in the body, we have a powerful antioxidant that reverses those effects. And so we're neutralizing free radicals and preventing tissue damage, and there again disinhibiting sexual activity.
Mm.
But by disinhibiting, I mean that you're allowing it. You let it happen because it's not being inhibited by toxins and damaging effects. I'm sorry.
Right, and I was going to also make a point that when I was speaking with Dr. Haltiwanger, the medical director for LifeWave, that as far as the EON helping with cortisol levels and DHEA, I said to him, yeah. Some of the patients that I see can't make cortisol because their adrenals are so burnt out, so we wouldn't want to lower cholesterol further. And he says, no, you don't understand. He says the EON patch helps to balance those hormones. So what they found in their studies was if someone had too low a cortisol, it would actually help to raise it back towards normal levels. If they had too high cortisol, it would lower it back towards the balanced level. So I thought I would just make that point because I myself was very curious. I wouldn't want to lower cortisol levels in someone who was so adrenally fatigued they were burnt out.
Oh, right. Yeah, very good point.
And same with DHEA. The patches wouldn't increase DHEA to the point where it's abnormal in someone that had too high levels of DHEA.
Right. And one of the characteristics of the patches is that they're homeopathic. So when you use a homeopathic approach, you regulate, which means you bring to within normal levels. So if you're too low, you bring it normal. If you're too high, you bring it normal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a principle.
And I was just going to add, we have quite a few people on the call. If you have a question to ask Dr. Dennis, don't be shy. The number to call in is 818-514-1190, and just hit 1 so we know you have a question. So, Dr. Dennis, we have about 5 minutes left. You want to talk about the Theta 1?
Sure. The Theta 1 along with the Theta Activator are designed to do three main things. They do a lot more, but the three main things they do is increase human growth hormone and nitric oxide levels and superoxide dismutase. So in addition to the EON patch, you've also got Theta 1 increasing this powerful antioxidant.
Mm-hmm.
And the nitric oxide is a neurotransmitter that increases blood flow to smooth muscle, and the blood vessels in the body contain smooth muscle. So they influence increased blood flow by relaxing the smooth muscle and allowing the peripheral arterioles to vasodilate, and so you get more blood flow. And that's why you get this rush feeling to the head, and sometimes it's a little bit too much that people aren't used to, and that can give people a mild headache when they first start using the Theta 1. But it goes away pretty quickly, and after the second or third time you use it, you usually don't have that.
Okay, and then how does the human growth hormone help with sexual health?
Well, growth hormone, as its name implies, influences growth, repair and rejuvenation of tissue. And as we get older, as I alluded to earlier, our tissue deteriorates and so do our hormone levels. And the growth hormone keeps those levels youthful and also helps repair tissue. And as the body ages, we have lower and lower growth hormone levels. And so we don't rejuvenate and repair as well as we did when we're younger. So that influences our sexual performance as well.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. And how soon would you say, either with the patches or the Theta 1 or Core Essentials, do people see some positive results if they're struggling a bit with their sexual health?
Oh yeah, really good question. Well, there are two effects one feels immediately: increased mental clarity and more energy all day with the absence of fatigue, but not being wired. So you feel really good all day. And then there are five benefits that occur within you start noticing them maybe after a week or within 2 weeks of using the Core Essentials. And those benefits include increased muscle strength and the more youthful skin, not just looking skin, but the biochemistry of the skin actually changes. So it's not like a cosmetic where you're covering it up. You actually change the biochemistry to make the skin more youthful because of the antioxidants.
I definitely noticed that.
Yeah, and there's a really powerful immune system support because of the colostrum that's in it. So actually colostrum extract with immune globulins. And one of the immune globulins, IGF-1, is helping to boost growth hormone. And also the fifth benefit, which we're talking about today, is increased libido and sexual performance and sexual drive.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. A lot
of fun.
I was just going to say that I've been on it for about almost 4 weeks now, and I know sometimes with me with supplements, it's kind of subtle, and I was looking in the mirror the other day and I thought, I actually see a difference. I think the patch has helped me immensely with my skin health already. I mean, we can do another show just on that. The difference I've noticed is that the skin seems thicker, closer to, it's a lot smoother, less bumpy, with the patches. I don't have, bunches, pimples and bumps and lumps all over my, skin anymore. But I just found with the Theta 1, the Core Essentials, is that the skin seems like it's gotten thicker, like more resilient, more supple.
Yeah. I've noticed that in a lot of people coming through our clinic. And, there's also a very special Chinese herb in Theta 1, the goji berry. It's called gaochitze in Chinese medicine. And what it does is tonify the liver. And the liver has a window, which are the eyes. And so it's actually going to help the eye health to have the gaochitze in there.
Oh, great. Awesome. So we're pretty much out of time, Dr. Dennis. Do you have any last words of wisdom for folks about sexual health and using LifeWay products before we go?
Enjoy your life.
Happy Tuesday. Yeah, exactly.
A lot of women with smiles reporting how it's helping their relationship.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, that's great. Well, thank you again, Dr. Dennis, for your wisdom, your education, sharing it with us on this particular episode of LifeWave Radio Ask the Doctors. And we thank everyone else who's been on the call as well and to listen in. And, you know, if you want a specific topic that you want us to talk about next month, you know, find me on the Facebook page, Karen Can. You can go to KarenCan.com and click the Facebook button, or you can go to Facebook and then find me by putting / Dr. Karen Can and just post on my page what topic you would like covered, and Dr. Dennis and I would more than happy to help you with that. Thank you so much, Dr. Dennis.
Thank you, Dr. Karen. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun. All right, until next time. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye, everybody.